WKJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And starting off, taking a look at some high school sports from over the weekend. Millard South came out on top of the Rollin Dyer Invitational on Saturday at the Atlantic High School. The Patriots scored 251 points to win Atlantic's annual wrestling tournament. Trojans ended up placing seventh. They had 111 points, and they had one champion as well. Cale Roller topped the podium at 285 pounds. Once again, Millard South winning it. Grand Island Senior was second. Humboldt was third, followed by Sergeant Bluff Luton and Bondurant Farrar, the top five teams there. Then it was Underwood, Atlantic, Red Oak, HSTW, Alta Aurelia, Glenwood, Abe Lincoln, Denison, Schleswig, and Southwest Valley, rounding out the rest of the team standings there. There is a link on that same story on our sports page. You can follow all the individual results from that tournament as well. The Harlan wrestling team grabbed the title at the Tri-Center Invitational Saturday in Neola. They had 182 points and got that team title despite having no individual champions on the day. Zane Bindorf led the way with a runner-up finish at 160 pounds for the Cyclones. They had a couple third-place finishers as well as they win that. To Missouri Valley was a runner-up with 163.5 points. Then it was Platteview, Kemper Catholic, and Westwood, the top five teams there. Coon Rapids Bayard Wrestling hosted the Crusader Invitational on Saturday, and South Central Calhoun came out on top. The Titans scored 213 points to win it. Riverside came in second with 167 points. East Sac County, Panorama, Sadel, West Central Valley, Audubon, and Coon Rapids Bayard rounding out the rest of the team field there. The Crestonoria-Maxburg wrestling team placed fourth out of 15 teams at the Clear Lake Invitational on Saturday. They had 154 points. They were led by Jackson Kinsella's title at 182 pounds. Fort Dodge was the team champion at that tournament with 296 points. Charles City was the runner-up. Also on Saturday in high school basketball play and girls action, it was Exira EHK 66-57 over ACGC. Galen Catholic topped Westwood 63-61. It was Glenwood over Red Oak 62-57. Kemper Catholic beat East Sac County 60-53. Mason City over Bishop Heelan 54-43. Nottoway Valley 69-44 over Clark. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 50-41 winner over Omaha Scott Catholic. Sioux Center topped Denison Schleswig 52-42, and Sioux City East was a 44-28 winner over Western Christian. Girls games over at the MAC shootout on Saturday included Abraham Lincoln beating Bellevue West 54-43. Thomas Jefferson beat Plattsmith 49-39. Millard South over Lewis Central 59-41. And St. Albert top trainer 67-43. Boys basketball Saturday, ACGC a 52-50 winner over Exira EHK. Bishop Heelan topped Thomas Jefferson 51-37. Glenwood was a 72-36 winner over Red Oak. Kemper Catholic beat East Sac County 57-55. Nottoway Valley was an 80-62 winner over Clark. Omaha Scott Catholic beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 51-45. And it was Westwood over Galen Catholic 72-65. At the MAC shootout, Bellevue West beating Abraham Lincoln 59-53. Millard South topped Lewis Central 58-51. St. Albert beat Ankeny Christian Academy 65-57. And it was Underwood 48-36 over Fremont Mills. That's a look at your high school basketball scores there from Saturday. Also in local sporting news, the Iowa Football Coaches Association announced their state and regional Coach of the Year honorees. And Audubon's Sean Burks was named the state eight-player Coach of the Year. Burks led the Wheelers to an 11-2 record and an appearance in the eight-player state championship game this season. The Wheelers fell to Don Bosco in the title game 35-19, but beat every other opponent on the schedule. Their only regular season loss came to Remsen St. Mary's in Week 2. They were able to avenge that loss in the state semifinals with a 39-28 victory. So, once again, Sean Burks, the eight-player Coach of the Year there for the Audubon Wheelers, honored by the Iowa Football Coaches Association. The other state honorees included in Class A, Bob Sanger and Mark Sanger of West Hancock. In Class 1A, Jay Roseboom of West Lyon. In 2A, it was Larry Allen of OABCIG. 3A, Justin Smith of Sergeant Bluff Luton. And in 4A, Gary Svensson of West Des Moines Valley was the state coach of the year. Now, some other coaches were honored as Regional Coach of the Year. And Coon Rapids Bayard Chris Moore was a Region 2 honoree and 8 player. ACGC's Cody Mathewson was the Region 2 selection in Class 1A. And Lewis Central's Justin Camrod was the Region 2 honoree in Class 3A. So congratulations there to all those area coaches on those honors from the Iowa Football Coaches Association. Moving on to college basketball, first off on the women's side, Kathleen Doyle had 31 points, 9 rebounds, and 10 assists, and Mackenzie Meyer scored 7 of her 17 points in the final 3 minutes, and Iowa knocked off Indiana with the double overtime victory, 91-85 yesterday. The Hawkeyes have won 30 straight at home and moved to 4-1 in Big Ten action.
And the crowd, again, amazing. 7,400 people here gave us so much energy. Just thank you for everything that you do for us and helping us make this such a great home court advantage.
Kathleen Doyle led Iowa 31 points and 10 assists.
I'm just so proud of the grit of our team. I mean, we were down 14 points in the second quarter, and we battled back and battled back. And then you're down 6 points with 3.5 minutes, and you force overtime.
Iowa's home court winning streak is the second longest in the nation.
I don't even talk about that streak with our team. I just want them to know we play well at home. We've got great attendance. You know, last year we were 9th best in America and fan attendance. That's what I want them to focus on. You know, that's not one of our goals. That's not at all one of our goals, because that stuff's really out of your control if somebody loses ahead of you or anything like that. What I just want to do is just keep getting better every single day, and I think we are right now.
Also in women's hoops yesterday, Abby Hipp scored 15 points on 7-10 shooting, and Alexa Willard scored 12, and the number 20-ranked Missouri State women's basketball team beat Northern Iowa 80-66. The Bears have now won 5 straight following a 64-52 defeat to then-number 17th-ranked Gonzaga. Northern Iowa's lone lead came out of the outset when Carly Rucker made a 3-pointer 29 seconds in. Missouri State then ran off a 13 straight, finished the first quarter up 20-11. Rucker led Northern Iowa with 14 points. Abby Garrett scored 13 off the bench. Moving on to men's college basketball, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says with a short bench, the leadership of senior forward Ryan Kreener has been even more important. Kreener had 7 points and 6 rebounds, and Iowa's 67-49 win over 12th-ranked Maryland on Friday night.
He's got a maturity about him. He's got a real keen intellect when it comes to this game. He's got the whole thing figured out, what we're trying to run, what our counters are, what they're trying to do to us, how we have to combat that, if they're pressing, if they're zoning on out-of-bounds execution after a timeout. I mean, he's a guy that is really, really smart.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes will need another complete effort on Tuesday night when they visit Northwestern.
That's the way it has to be. We have a lot of good players left. We have some that aren't available. But the guys that come in have to be able to do what they're capable of doing and compete and play mistake-free basketball.
We'll have that game for you tomorrow night here on KJN. 6 o'clock will be the pregame start time tip-off at 7 o'clock there in Evanston. Moving on to the NFL game we had for you on the radio yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs were not able to start well, but they were able to finish well. The Green Bay Packers were able to stay ahead after building a sizable lead in their game. The Texans were not as fortunate. The Chiefs spotted the Texans a 24-0 lead before Kansas City moved into the AFC Championship game against the Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs stormed back with 4 straight touchdowns in the second quarter before completing a 51-31 rout of the Texans. Patrick Mahomes was outstanding after a rough first period, completing 23 of 35 passes for 321 yards and 5 touchdowns. Mahomes' most productive target was Travis Kelce, who scored 3 touchdowns in the first half and finished with 10 receptions for 134 yards. Kelce became the first pass catcher with 3 touchdowns receiving in a single quarter in postseason history. He was the catalyst as Kansas City needed just 4 minutes and 50 seconds of possession time in the second quarter to score 4 touchdowns. Damian Williams rushed for a pair of scores and had a TD reception as the Chiefs became the first team in NFL history to win a playoff game by at least 20 points and trailing by at least 20. The Chiefs fumbled a punt return, had their own punt blocked for a score, and committed plenty of more mistakes in becoming just the 4th home team in NFL history to trail 21-0 after the first quarter. The Chiefs and Texans combined to set a postseason record with 52 points in the first half. Deshaun Watson was 31 of 52 for 388 yards and 2 touchdowns for Houston. The Packers forged a 21-3 halftime lead before holding off the Seattle Seahawks 28-23 to advance to the NFC Championship game against San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers connected with Davante Adams for two touchdowns while completing 16 of his 27 passes for 243 yards and no interceptions. Adams racked up 160 yards on eight catches, while Aaron Jones carried 21 times for 62 yards and two scores. Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith each had two of Green Bay's five sacks of Russell Wilson, who threw for 277 yards and a touchdown. Preston Smith sealed the victory by sacking Wilson just before the two-minute warning, forcing the Seahawks to punt. Wilson also was led Seattle with 64 yards on seven carries, and Marshawn Lynch ran for a pair of touchdowns. And in other NFL news, Kevin Stefanski was the runner-up for the Cleveland Browns head coaching position last winter. He finally got the gig. A person familiar with the decision says the Browns have chosen Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator to replace Freddie Kitchens, who was dismissed after 1 year with a 6-10 record. The hiring came a day after Minnesota lost to San Francisco in the NFC divisional round. The 37-year-old Stefanski has been with the Vikings since 2006 and oversaw an offensive attack that flourished this season, headed by quarterback Kirk Cousins, running back Dalvin Cook, and receiver Adam Thielen. Stefanski is a sixth coach hired by Browns owner Jimmy Haslam since he bought the team in 2012. And also taking a look at some other sporting notes in golf, it was Australian Cameron Smith winning his first PGA Tour title by taking the Sony Open in a playoff with Brendan Steele. Two shots behind with two holes to play, Smith made an 8-foot birdie putt on the final hole of regulation before winning it with a 2-putt par from 10 feet on the first extra hole. Smith closed with a 68 for an 11-under total, one shot ahead of Webb Simpson. Novak Djokovic has led Serbia to the inaugural ATP Cup title. He followed up a win over top-ranked Rafael Nadal with a victory in the deciding doubles encounter on Sunday's final against Spain. The second-ranked Djokovic leveled the final for Serbia with a 6-2, 7-6 win over Nadal and teamed up with Viktor Troicki to beat Pablo Carreño Busta and Feliciano Lopez 6-3, 6-4. Nadal withdrew from the doubles match, citing fatigue. And that's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you here this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.